So, Ken, as we were just mentioning, you just actually mentioned a little bit with the CTO that typically what should happen if there's distal flow going through is that as we're creating the absorption of light, the vapor bubble, we're ablating this material, those small particles should be going downstream, but there's going to be times when they can't, and it does get caught up in that process that you were just talking about.
Yeah, you know, in this instance, you're saying step by step, so you do not have a lumen in front of the catheter that all this material is flowing down through with blood flow. So in a sense, it's getting captured within the lumen and the area that is at the tip and behind the tip of the catheter, and waiting for that kind of rush of blood flow to go through. So when you get to the end of the CTO, with your step-by-step method, it's important to remember, a couple things. You've got all that debris that's going to be released slowly. So the slower you can go, the smaller the debris, and the more effective you're going to be. But when you get to that end of the lesion, you need to, I think even more so, be conscious about going slow. The faster you go, you're going to create more of a flap at the end of the lesion, and you know it could affect your results of how you have for either titty flow or just the overall residual size of lumen that you would have. So I think, again, making sure that you're going slow, taking your time, being persistent with it, and especially when you get to the end of the lesion, that you don't want to just push through it and create large debris from breaking off the end of the lesion.
Absolutely. I thought you brought up a good point the other day when I was speaking to you, too, that even though we're vaporizing this material, it's still, all we've done is change the size of it, really. The mass is still there, so we need to account for that. So the fact that, you know, as we're going through this CTO, obviously flushing becomes more important, speed, all the technique stuff that we're going to talk about here in a second, but particularly as you exit that CTO, be super careful.
Yes.